When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Movie Mastery, the podcast where we watch the movies that you tell us to, except for this time, because I wanted to do a theming thing.
Yay, every time you do a theming thing, I gotta watch something dumb.
Hell yeah, that's the theme. The theme is making Jeff watch dumb shit. That's Jeff, what? I'm John.
It's fine, I gotta watch something dumb just about every time anyway.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I mean, no one's like, oh, that's the thing. Sometimes people do suggest good movies to the list, and I tell them no.
I know.
Because I would never let Jeff watch a good movie.
Well, sometimes they slip through. We've watched good movies in the past.
No, occasionally something will slip through the cracks, and I'm like, you guys fucked up.
Yeah, you sent us, like, I don't know, the FP or whatever, and we, you know, it's bad, but at least we enjoyed it.
This time around, we watched 1982's Swamp Thing.
Ooh, baby.
It is...
You make my heart swamp.
God. Okay. So, a couple things about this. 1982 Swamp Thing, directed by Wes Craven. Absolutely wild to me. I did not know that, and I love Wes Craven.
I kind of knew, and...
This might be, like, the last Wes Craven film I hadn't seen, just because I didn't realize.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So, good for me.
Mm-hmm. It's a fresh new nightmare for you.
Oh, look at you. You made a reference. Good job.
Yeah, I did one. Don't expect any more.
No more of that. I mean, I will say, the guy they had playing Ferret in this, I was like, God, this guy looks exactly like one of the people he had on Last House on the Left.
I thought that was one of the villains from Deadly Prey. But, I mean, that movie starred nobody, so who knows?
Oh, it is the guy from Last House on the Left. I was correct.
What
I
do you
just
know?
Looked it up.
That's pretty great.
Great. Because I was like, fuck, that's weird. Am I only thinking that because it's Wes Craven, or is that actually him?
Yeah.
And no, looking it up, it is actually him. Good.
Yeah.
Great. Also, the reason this is a theme is because if you go over to our Patreon at patreon.com/systemmastery, join us at the $10 a month level, you unlock all of our bonus content.
All of it. Every single bonus content.
And that includes
except for the Ray Liotta stuff.
TV Mastery, where we are going through small screen superheroes right now. So live action adaptations of comic book characters.
Uh-huh.
And we're doing Swamp Thing for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
It is wild that Swamp Thing, of all properties, has managed to have two movies and three different TV series.
I'm missing one. I know about the reboot TV series.
The animated series.
Oh, that's right. Of course. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it had two movies, two live action shows, and an animated series. Also, like video games and stuff. And
yeah.
I'm like, this is fucking Swamp Thing.
Plus
how did that happen?
Plus, he still turns up and stuff. Like, he's still in a bunch of DC. He was in, Injustice 2, I think he was a playable character. And he was in a bunch of those DC animated movies that come out. It's about all the ones that are, like, Justice League Dark. He always gets stuck in there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's less amazing to me just because I'm like, oh, you're part of a roster of a billion DC properties.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But when they're like, no, we really want to just put Swamp Thing front and center weird.
The thing that always amazes me about this movie, knowing what I know, is that it came out in 1982. And Swamp Thing... You know, Swamp Thing's a guy from, like, the 70s. I think he was introduced in 1971, which means he actually has a really fast turnaround from comic page to screen, all things considered, especially for the 80s.
Yeah.
Like, nowadays, you can get Miss Marvel to screen in, like, 5 or 6 years, but it used to be you needed 40 or so years before they'd make a movie about you. But he made this really fast transition. But here's the thing. In 83, after this movie...
84, technically.
Oh, is 84 when that
yeah.
thing? So, in 84, then... The movie or the adaptation?
84 is when Alan Moore did his run.
That Alan Moore run is what everyone thinks everything about Swamp Thing is.
Yes.
That's where they completely... it's like the difference between the first and second Blue Beetle. You're never going to hear anyone say Dan Garrett out loud because the character's just been disappeared. And this is early Swamp Thing. It's wild.
Yeah, this is Swamp Thing before the Alan Moore run really was like, oh no, he is a like supernatural protector of nature that is, you know, retconned to not even be Alec Holland. It's just a swamp creature that absorbed the memories of him.
Yes.
Like, it was never him. No, Alec Holland, it was never this guy. And they completely retconned the character and turned him into this nature guardian with a bunch of plant powers and very supernatural.
Yeah, and also completely reticent and doesn't really want to go. He just wants to talk about the fucking green.
Mostly is like, I want to stay alone in my swamp and protect it from those who would invade.
Leave me alone. I'm trying to green up.
And the original one was just sort of a, oh, I'm like
Monster Man.
What if someone made a series out of a singular like horror vault comic?
It's exactly what it is. It's some old like Tales from the Tales of Suspense or Tales of Mystery comic that ended up being like a 12 or 13 issue run. Hell, the name is taken from the fact that the guy didn't even think of a good name for his monster and just kept calling it the Swamp Thing. You know, I'm writing that comic about the Swamp Thing. You know, the Swamp Thing I'm working on, and that's literally how he got the name.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that it is basically just like, oh, we made like a Frankenstein monster and just had him attack guys in a swamp.
Oh,
and that's the whole thing we had.
The hubris of man.
Yeah. But that is sort of the version we get in this movie. So this movie is much more, you know, oh, a man becomes a monster, but he fights against the real monster, which is man.
Yes.
So it, you know, the spoiler-free review before we really get into it is this isn't amazing.
No.
For a property that has had so many adaptations and all of them have been critically meh at best, it is amazing that it keeps happening.
If you want to see what I think is probably the reason that Ray Wise got cast to be, what's his name? Palmer. Billy Ray Palmer? Billy Ray Cyrus?
Yeah, that's it.
Whatever, I've just only watched Twin Peaks, The Fire Walk With Me, so I'm not an expert, but he's got the exact same, like, wild-eyed, way too much sexual energy.
Oh, Ray Wise, as the pre-Swamp Thing Alec Holland, is full pervert. Like, he is, like, full sex pervert.
Yes, that's the only thing they could think of to have him be. Like, he's vaguely interested in science, but mostly he's just like, a girl is pretty much his entire character. It's great.
God bless.
So anyway, it's worth it for that, but for almost nothing else. Like, the special effects suck. The action sucks.
You got Adrienne Barbeau doing absolutely nothing in this film.
Yeah, I mean, she spends a lot of time hiding behind benches and holding bad guns.
A lot of this is people peeking out from, like, brush and stuff.
Yeah. On the other side of the break music, we'll tell you what this mostly is by weight, but believe me, it's a lot of stuff, and none of it's, like, cool action.
No.
Or even introspective thoughts on the nature of man and the swamp.
Indeed. Ugh. So, and by the way, Leland Palmer. Just for all of those Twin Peaks ghosts that were screaming, I want to put you to rest and let you go beyond.
I'm pretty sure it's Billy Ray.
Pretty sure it's Billy Ray Palmer. We are going to play a little music and come back after the brief break and give the full in-depth spoiler review for 1982's Swamp Thing. Going down the bayou. Back, and it is time to talk about that old swamp thing.
Yeah, so it's 40% people peeking out of bushes, 40% throwing people into swamp water, but not in a way that would hurt them.
No.
It's so many people getting tossed out of boats.
Well, the fact that this movie is rated PG, which it showed up when I was like, oh, I'm going to go watch this. And for some reason, I had it in my head that it was at least PG-13, if not R. And then it was like, yeah, this is a PG movie. I went, oh, okay.
But it's 80s PG. Like, there's a nipple in it.
Yeah, you can kind of see some Adrian Barboobies.
Yeah, there's a little bit of the Adrian Barbobos in there. So if you want, if you're into those, if you're Captain Murphy, then you know this is here for you.
Yeah, you got some side barboobs, and that's about it.
Yeah, and you know there is an on-screen death.
Yeah, the just most non-violent regular ass swamp thing grabs the top of a man's head and he just goes, ah!
And then, like, blood comes out of his nose and mouth and he falls down dead. We don't know what he did. Did he palm him to death?
I mean, the assumption is, oh, he, like, must have crushed his skull or something. But there is no sound effect to that.
No, he just sort of dies.
He just grabs his... It doesn't even look like he's holding it particularly hard. It looks like he's grabbing his hair and the guy just kind of goes, ah! And then falls over.
What I like to think he's doing is growing a bunch of plants in this guy's brain.
That would be great.
Because that's what Swamp Thing does, right? Like
Swamp Thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think he does it in this as well a little bit. There's parts where he touches, like, something and he makes, like, plant grow out of it. There's a part where he touches, like, a tree or something and stuff grows out of it.
Nah, man, he does it in the show.
In the show, okay. I mean...
In this one, his only supernatural power is healing people.
Yeah, yeah. Which appears to have been gone by the time we get to the show.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry, we shouldn't talk about the show. It's just much more fresh in my mind.
Yes.
But yeah, there's a scene where he kills one of his archenemies, and he just does it by grabbing the top of his head, and he just kind of dies, and he's just like, what the fuck was... What? So yeah, it's very PG.
Oh, yes. In total, there are two deaths in this entire movie.
Yes.
The main shitty bad guy... And his main shitty henchmen are the two that die.
There are technically more than that, because I'm fairly certain that Alec Holland's sister dies at one point, but she dies off screen in an explosion.
So there's shot. She gets shot in the back.
There's a lot of people who die either being shot. She gets shot, and then a lot of people who just die off screen in various ways.
True.
But in terms of on-screen deaths, you have two, and then one that looks like it's supposed to be on screen, but it isn't, which is when Swamp Thing takes out the actual big bad guy, because they do the whole, like, watch him flail away at something that's just off screen.
He's definitely hurting something down there.
He's really beating up that camera.
Oh my God, if you could see what I'm seeing, it's absolutely brutal.
Yeah, he basically has that horror movie kill where you just see the monster coming toward, or the person going, no, it's you. No, stay away. No. Except you can only see the monster and not the victim.
Yeah, so not that. In fact, one might even say the opposite of that.
The inverse of that, which is still a variation of that.
the reverse John, that.
For even in the false self.
Lord. So our movie, oddly enough, starts with a text crawl that explains what will happen in the movie before it has happened.
Yes. Yeah, it's got this, like... big yellow on-screen text. It's just like, and a man shall become a monster.
Yes, a man shall be a swamp thing. And also another guy is an evil scientist. Truly, it is science versus genius or whatever the fuck.
Which is a weird thing to do, given that the villain of this, Anton Arcane, is the original Swamp Thing villain. And he's a wizard. Like in DC Comics, he's supposed to be like a sorcerer. Yeah. So it's supposed to be nature versus perversions of nature, i.e. magic. But that would take special effects, and it probably was one of those bridge too far for, like, we're trying to make a realistic superhero thing for them.
I mean, it also ends up being like, yeah, you could do that, or we could have a dark mirror.
Yeah.
You know everyone who makes a comic book thing loves a fucking dark mirror, so turning Anton Arcane into, oh, he's also a scientist, and then also becomes a monster.
No, I know. It's a perfect dark mirror. It's just funny to me that they'd bother keeping that line in where they're like, in the ultimate showdown of man versus or monster versus genius or whatever, where you're like, no, it should be nature versus magic. And if you have to cut that because it doesn't make sense anymore, you should cut it. You shouldn't put in half of it.
I mean, you know,
like Anton Arcane is not exactly like the biggest deal of the DC wizards.
I mean, he is still a scientist is the thing.
Mm-hmm. Like Arcane is a wizard,
a scientist wizard. He's, basically, Anton Arcane is like the Doctor Doom of DC, really, and they should do more with him, is what I'm saying.
Because I feel like he's pretty much identical to Felix Faust. I feel like you've already got one of these guys in DC. You don't need more of them.
Yeah, but Felix Faust and Anton Arcane, which fucking
the alliterative names
on the fucking money, where you're like, I'm Bad Guy McWizard, and you're like, okay, well...
But, I also like the alliteration there. You get it out of both of them.
Yeah.
Now I'm trying to remember even one other bad guy wizard in DC.
There's got to be other bad guy wizards.
Oh, there's
Come
a
on.
Million.
Who does fucking Zatara fight?
Morgan Le Fay.
Sure.
The Clarion, the Witch Boy.
Hey.
See, there's a few more.
All I'm doing in this episode is frantically searching DC villains. Just being like, Sargon the Sorcerer. There we go.
I'm trying to remember Sargon, I see you're looking at the same page I am. None of these are the one that I was trying to spot, but that's fine. We can figure this out. We don't need to list DC wizards, good or bad. We'll be okay. Now, if you want to hear us list Marvel wizards,
way easier.
We're much better at that because we made ours Marvel a long time ago.
Yeah, I'm a Marvel zombie and it's fine.
Yeah.
But our movie after our, you know, weird out of place opening text, we get Adrienne Barbeau is on her way in a helicopter to the swamps because she is going to replace a scientist at a installation out in the swamps who got eaten by an alligator.
Mm-hmm.
So she is. There's a lot of talk in this about like, the boys back in Washington will want some of this. Ah, yes, I've freshly come from Washington. Mm-hmm. And you're like, all right, does any of that have anything to do with what's going on here? No, indeed not. No one gives a fuck, and I don't know why we're spending the first 20 minutes doing
this. It's like place setting. They're just like, because her first question is just like, where's the nearest good restaurant? And she looks out endless miles of swamp, and he's like, if you're a human, it's back in Washington. And
I'm like, how fucking close is this swamp to Washington?
John, Washington is the swamp. Drain the swamp.
Oh my God. It was you, Donald. You were the swamp thing.
But yeah, he's like, but if you're an alligator, it might be right where we land. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, does this swamp spread all the way to where alligators are? I didn't think they were all the way up to D.C. I thought they were.
Yeah, that was the thing.
Like
a
Florida
thing. Yeah. Like Washington, D.C. is in some shitty swampland. Like,
yeah,
it's not good. And that's why it was very hard to build fucking anything there. But I was like, there's no swamp like this swamp that they are in. They are technically filmed. This was, I believe, South Carolina is where they filmed this.
Which does have alligators in its range.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they were much closer, at least film-wise, where it would be. But for some reason, they're, I guess, in a swamp very close to Washington, D.C.
That's full of alligators, even though it's like D.C. is like 4.5 hours from the closest alligator.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's D.C. time. You know what? There's Alligator City between Washington, D.C.
I mean, it could just be that the helicopter pilot is a real fucking snob. And they're like, we've passed a lot of towns, but the only good restaurant is in Washington.
Fuck Maryland dining, am I right? Who likes crab cakes, honestly?
Ugh. What are we in Tennessee? Trash the whole thing.
Oh, I'm gonna land in North Carolina. Do you want to eat at a Waffle House or a Hooters? How dare you?
Ugh, God.
Michelin starred or nothing.
Yeah, that line immediately made me go, wait, what the fuck are you talking about?
I mean, it's DC. He might have met Washington City, the city that, like,
Metamorpho Washington City,
from.
South Carolina.
Yeah, it's just the city that fucking Metamorpho is from or something. Who gives? DC does that. They make up a new city for every hero. You got, like, Opal City and shit.
Yeah. But she is showing up, as I said, to take the place of a scientist that got et by a gator.
Uh-huh. Or at least bit by a gator. It's established later that he just gets rushed off to the hospital and is fine.
I mean, we don't know that he's fine.
Well,
he might be dead.
He might be critically altered for life, but they do mention that he's at the hospital recovering.
Do they? Because
yeah.
All I heard was, then we rushed him to the hospital, and they never follow up on that.
And then they say, and we sent him a good get-well card, and it turns out he's going to be okay. He's decided,
his wife is right here, and then she comes on.
I've got him on video. I'm fine, guys. He just bit my arm real bad. I'll be okay.
It's 1982, and I don't know how I have this technology, but we're FaceTiming right now.
It's a super future of science or whatever. We're good.
We're using, super plants to communicate.
Yeah, by video, I meant I have an 8mm film reel of him saying he's fine.
Hold on, let me set up the screen. Yeah, they apparently set up this scientific area in the middle of a swamp that is completely, like, surrounded by soldiers. Now, there are two different sets of soldiers. There are the good guy ones and the bad guy ones.
Uh-huh.
So the, like, set like home base place that they have for this, where Alec Holland is doing his groundbreaking plant research or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They have a bunch of soldiers there because they're like, oh, we got to protect this guy because he's got secrets about plants. And then that would feel weird that they would go like, yeah, we need a whole like crew of soldiers to protect this weird plant scientist. And yet there is an entire army out here owned by a wizard scientist who's like, nah, I'm gonna get that guy.
I think one of my favorite things here is that they never really established like what Adrienne Barbeau's character's credentials are and why she's coming out here to be this guy's assistant.
Some kind of tech specialist.
Yes. Because
we know like when they go to the home base and she goes into one of the like control rooms and he's like, oh, well, you probably don't know what this is. And then she rattles off what the scientific equipment is. She's like, oh, yeah, it recognizes gilliflops at a 2680 baud and whatever the fuck.
The other thing I really like about having her come out is that we have all these characters as they make their way past her in and out of the helicopter and so on going, a woman, huh, she's got no business being out here in the swamp. There's already one there. Also, it's not a ship. It's just a fucking building in the swamp. I like that they keep trying to establish that the swamp is like the most dangerous place that's ever existed. Like, you're going to get eaten by dinosaurs and ghosts.
Yeah.
There's marrow trolls haunting the haunty shipwrecks. Instead of like, yeah, just stay out of the water and the alligators won't eat you. You'll be fine. It's fucking, it's
land. I mean, it's, there's definitely a lot of bugs because it sucks here, but you know.
But everyone's like, a woman, that's bad juju. And you're like, what have you been in the swamp too long?
I mean, we get, as she gets off the helicopter, some dude gets on is like, fuck this, I'm leaving. This place sucks ass.
I mean, I kind of get that after you meet Alec Holland for even a second. You're like, I hate this dude's energy.
Oh, yeah,
this
I was like,
fucking
no, it's
slime man.
It's not that the people working there are like, a woman, you shouldn't be here. They're like, no, you shouldn't
you
be
really
here. If you haven't met Holland yet, he's a real piece of shit.
Get back on that helicopter and fly to the nearest Take Back the Night rally.
Get out of here. He's going to try some stuff.
He's just going to assume that anything that happens is an excuse to make out with you.
So she shows up. She gets a, you know, quick tour of like, yeah, we set up a groundbreaking research center in an old abandoned church in the swamp because, I don't know, that's what giant government contracts do.
You know how churches are always set on little islands in the swamp and there's no way to get there except fanboat and or helicopter?
Hey, it used to be fine, but then a levee broke, and then that levee broke, and now the levee is dry. And I drove my Chevy there, and all of these boys were drinking whiskey and rye.
Yeah. So, okay. Now, when she gets out, she gets her chance to finally go meet Alec Holland. But she meets Linda. Linda Holland. Willa Holland is a famous celebrity.
Yeah. Linda Holland is the other doctor.
Uh-huh. She's another doctor there. And because this movie is made in 1982, and she's like, hi, I'm Linda Holland. I know Alex. She's like, oh, you're married. He's married.
Well, yeah. I mean, at least the first one is when she's like, oh, I'm Linda Holland. She's like, oh, you're Dr. Holland.
Yeah, that's right. She assumes she's Dr. Holland. She's like,
she did not know who
I think
Holland
it's great that she is Dr. Holland. And when she's like, oh, you're Dr. Holland? She goes, no, I am a doctor, and I am a Dr. Holland, but I know what you're talking about. You mean a man.
Well, it must really suck to be like, oh, I went into a business, and my brother also went into the exact same one and is a superstar at it.
Yeah.
And I am okay.
But still, like, what level of self-deprecation are you at where someone's like, oh, you must be Dr. Holland, and they're like, no, well, I am a doctor. My last name is Holland. I am Dr. Holland. I'm a Dr. Holland who works here. You will be my assistant in addition to his. But no, I'm not Dr. Holland. It's like, yeah, I mean, take the credit.
No, she knows. She knows anytime someone comes into this and is like, I'm looking for Dr. Holland, they are not talking about her.
It's her chance to take it back. Be like, yes, but you probably mean my useless brother.
My incredible, brilliant, shitty, pervert brother.
Yeah.
Ray-wise. Ray-wise is Alec Holland in the role where someone comes in. Is it, and, you know, Adrienne Barbeau in this is in a, like, nice blazer, good, like, fresh outfit. And he's like, hey, can you dig around in this muck trough with me?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's basically trying to play tricks on her. He's supposed to be set up as being a little absent-minded and a tiny bit of a jerk, because obviously he's going to need to undergo a bit of a transformation to become Swamp Thing, and I don't just mean by becoming a plant man. I mean he needs to learn more about how to be a human, but they never really set that up.
None of that is what's actually in there. That's you putting it on there because you think he sucks.
It's what you think should be in there, but the movie doesn't appear to think he sucks.
No.
Because his first thing is, hey, help me dig around in this muck trough for what I'm just going to call a digger. And when she's like, what is that, some kind of plant? And then he goes, no. And he pulls a giant weaselly thing out of the water.
Yeah, he just pulls a possum out.
He pulls out like a big nasty possum monster, and he's like, ah, that's one of these. I want you to find one of these in there. That's why I had you stick your hands in there at random into that opaque water to see if you could get bit by this thing.
And also, like, going like, hey, can you help me find, like, a Carolina digger or whatever it is? Mm-hmm. She's like, what is that, a shovel? No, it's this possum. And I was like, how did that possum not immediately get found in that trough of nasty water? It would be thrashing around. It is not aquatic.
Maybe it was a possum that happened to, a nutria that just happened to look exactly like a possum.
And then wander around like a possum.
Yeah. I don't know. He's just kind of a dick.
I mean, the movie, being in 82, is very much like, this guy is kind of a prankster and charming, and he's like, I'm a scientist, but I like to have fun.
I'm a little forward, but that's okay, because I'm the hero. That's what you're... But in modern semblance, he comes off as like just this like, you're like, fuck off. Fucking stop talking to me. Just take three steps back.
It is wild that she's like, oh, by the way, one of your sensors is malfunctioning. And he's like, oh, which one? Out in Sector 3. Great. I'll go take you there. And she's like, shouldn't I get like some guys to go do that?
He's like, guys? No, that's accountability.
No, you should definitely take me. Ritter, the main guy in charge, is always telling me I should go get fresh air. He'll be overjoyed that I did this. And he is, of course, lying in order to get Adrian Barbeau alone.
Yeah. And Adrian Barbeau is immediately into it because he takes her out in a motorboat, which theoretically has lots of seats, but she has chosen the one where she is 1 inch from his face. And they go out and find this. Mostly they're wandering around the swamp for a long time as she keeps saying, like, this place is gross and stupid and I hate swamps.
Yeah, I don't like bugs. I don't like swamp.
And he's like, no, swamps are great. Look at this. Here's an orchid. There's over 100 species of orchids you can find in the swamp. There's beauty wherever you look if you look in the swamp. And swamps will eventually feed all of humanity because of how valuable they are in their terms of life density. And also remember most of this because it'll be the way you'll identify me later.
I'm gonna call back to this later.
Yeah, later when I'm Swamp Thing, I'll say, like, orchid, 100 species. And you'll be like, oh, you're him. Okay.
Oh, hey.
He also could have said, Alec Holland. And it, you know, it's taken less words.
It's me, Dr. Holland. Oh, the lady? Linda, is that you?
Oh, you must mean Linda, Dr. Holland. No. Although I am a doctor.
I am a Linda. My middle name is Linda.
Dr. Alec,
a weird story.
Linda, her middle name is Alex. It's a whole thing.
It's weird that her middle name is Alex when mine is Alec. I don't know what they were doing. Look, our parents are weird. Anyway, I'm Swamp Thing.
They forgot.
Yes. So they go find this sensor, and it is all fucked up. And they're like, oh, well, that explains that. This whole sensor is absolutely fucked. And they
get back to camp and get chewed out by Ritter or by some military man. And they're like, no, but this thing was broken. You're always telling me to get out more. And he's like, no, I'm always telling you to stay here and work on science. You're going to get killed by alligators. You're the only reason that we even have this dumb facility. Don't go out and do dangerous shit. And you don't enable him. And she's like, but what about the broken sensor? And he's like, which one? Three? That's the one that the guy who got bit by a gator was out fixing. Of course it's fucking broken.
He didn't exactly have time to put it back together when he was out there.
Yeah.
So... Which,
that's weird because she mentioned specifically as she was landing that there's a broken sensor out there to this same guy, and he was never like, yeah, that's the broken one that the gator guy. He didn't do that. Instead, he just went, huh.
Well, no, she only really manages to be able to tell Holland because she notices it when they're in the base camp, and she's like, oh, hey, one of your sensors is malfunctioning, is what she says. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, great, I'll have someone look into it. I don't care.
Whatever.
Which...
The interests of women sicken me.
Bah! Gross.
What's that, your period? I don't care. No one cares.
Yes, I'm sure we'll get you chocolate and high heels. Bah!
get this woman pickles and ice cream. She's clearly hysterically pregnant.
She's pregnantly hysterical. You know, the tagline for my new cereal. It's pregnantly hysterical.
So, anyway, after they get chewed out, they go back inside. Now, Linda Holland has been working on a sample found in a single-celled organism that was on that possum's fur, and it's turned into some glowing green science juice.
Yeah, they've been working on a weird plant formula for a while, and, you know, when they got back, they heard an explosion or a gunshot-sounding thing coming from the lab.
Mm-hmm.
So they all run in there, and they're like, holy shit, what's going on? She's like, yo, check this shit out.
I made reanimator juice.
I got some reanimator juice, and if you throw it on the ground, it blows up.
Yeah. And everyone's like, great, congratulations. You two idiots reinvented nitroglycerin. Hooray. None of us care.
One of my favorite things in this scene, though, is this is a, like, weird, super potent nonsense thing that, like, if you even put a drop into a glass with, like, an orchid, it turns it into a, like, full-grown tree within a day. She, in order to show that it explodes, she just dips her fingers straight into the goo and flicks it on the ground.
Yeah, given that later this exact same stuff is used to turn everybody into swamp things, it's weird that she doesn't, she gets shot that same night,
yeah,
so she doesn't have time.
You never know. It could have, like, if she had survived the night, the next day she's like, oh, my hand's all fucked.
Oh, no, I'm a swamp thing.
I got hand fuckery.
Yeah. So that thankfully did not happen to her. But yeah, she flings it on the ground, it explodes. And this also leads to one of my favorite things with the Adrienne Barbeau routine, which is she's like this dude's new super competent tech-based assistant, right? But when she sees the explosives on the ground, her reaction is to go, weapons? You've brought me out here to develop weapons? What about your love of
plants? Oh, I thought
this
was all about plants.
And yeah,
I should have known.
Another warmonger. I'm like, okay, A, you work for the fucking military. B, how do you not know what this guy does? That is literally your job. It's like when I get a new job at a McDonald's and I'm like, burgers? You make burgers here? How dare you?
Destroying the health of a nation? I'd never.
Grounding up a cow into this?
But he's like, oh no, that's just a weird effect that is currently happening. Here's what I'm doing. We have tried to take the cells of plants and the cells of animals and essentially recombine them into a new plant cell that has animal characteristics.
Yeah.
And he's like, what I want to do is make plants that have their own drive to survive. Ways that they can, like, oh, they'll find ways to, like, grow plants in a desert and have, you know, the most hearty, thriving
some
crops.
Bullshit late 70s, early 80s science right there to assume.
By the year 2001, there will be 6.5 billion people and we'll need to feed them.
Yeah. But it's which means we should probably teach the plants to be, like, deathly afraid of them and adapt ways to fight them and so on. That's our number one. But still, like, the idea that this super advanced plant science would be like, I want to develop plants that have a sense of survival without realizing, oh, wait, they absolutely do. That's why there's so many different kinds of them that do so many different things. And lots of them are poisonous or have all kinds of defensive mechanisms and pheromones and shit. Oops, I forgot.
No. They've got to be more like animals, because I'm an animal, and that's all I give a shit about.
They are like animals. They just work on a much slower time scale.
Look, what I'm trying to do is make a plant with titties, okay? Is that so hard?
Just want
to
make poison ivy.
Only animals get mammaries, and that's why I'm trying to get a plant with titties.
Except, of course, we do, except for poison ivy, but she's in Gotham, so I want more of them around here.
I'm trying to get swamp ivy, is what I'm saying.
I remember when poison ivy was introduced to the canon. But before you go, you start looking that up. I'm sure you'd like to talk.
Oh, I'm going
to
do it. I'm going to do it right now.
I'm doing it faster.
No, how dare you?
That's fine.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yes. So she's like, oh, okay, you're not trying to, like, make weapons. This wasn't like, I need to make a plant-based explosive, 1966.
Uh-huh.
Instead,
plant-based explosive like 1966. Yeah.
The famous 1966
we
movie.
We have a moratorium where we keep our computers closed during recording somehow.
We gotta. Can't keep doing this. Can't keep getting away with it. Anyway. So, yes. She's like, oh, that's great. Wonderful. I'm glad that you're doing weird, horrible abominations against nature if it means that, you know, you'll help grow food. And we get a thing where he, like, puts a drop of it into a thing with an orchid. And then she's like, well, what do we do now? And he's like, I don't know. We wait, like, a week and see what happens with this thing. She's like, oh, this is fucking boring. This is like watching grass grow. I'm like, you're in a lab. What did you think was going to happen?
Yeah. Also, how did she get this job? Didn't they tell her at the beginning, like, we're going to fly you out to a remote swamp laboratory in the middle of nowhere? Bring a book.
They're like, doing advanced plant science. You aren't a botanist or anything. You're a tech person. So you're going to be there to, like, I don't know, fuck around and make sure their equipment works.
Bring a book and a deck of cards. You know, I'm just telling you right now. The TV reception is terrible, so bring these items. And she, instead, the moment she's just like, wait, science doesn't happen immediately?
Boo.
Get me back on the helicopter. No wonder that other guy left.
Trash sucks. I'm out. Somebody invent the Game Boy for me.
They are working on it. I'm inventing a plant that simulates a Game
Boy. I have an uncle at Nintendo, and he's currently working on it.
Yes, they're currently developing card decks.
1989 for the Game Boy.
I know. I knew 1989 for the Game Boy.
Anyway, that is when they discover, oh, weird. The places where Linda had flicked the formula and it exploded, the wooden floor that they had thrown it on started to sprout new life. So yes. There's like little tree sprouts going up out of it. And he's like, oh, holy shit. This is science that happens immediately and not science that's boring.
Now, one thing I want to mention before we get to that part is that when they were out walking around in the swamp and he started talking to her about plants and how they're super attractive and powerful, he also was like, just think about the one thing that a man and a woman can do together. Create new life. Hot. He literally just says,
oh, yeah,
hot.
He's like, it's so creative, so amazing. Hot. I'm like,
she's like,
Ray.
Yeah, and she's like, okay, fucking take like four steps back, save that. Because she thinks that Linda Holland is his wife and not
yes.
his sister.
She's like, keep it in your pants.
Yeah.
Save it for your wife.
Yeah, and he doesn't respond to that, but then later, when she's talking to Linda, Linda's like, oh, our parents were the same way. Parents? Oh, yeah. My brother is a genius, but he's a weirdo. And she's like,
he takes after our father, who was also a ridiculous, brilliant scientist.
Pervert. Yeah.
A brilliant pervert. Absolutely groundbreaking in perversions.
The field of perversity. but Barbeau's just like, oh shit, I've misjudged the man. Now that he's single, I shall thrice lay him. And But yeah, I just wanted to set that up, that after he's like, look, we've done it. This is a wonderful new discovery. And then he just reaches over and starts making out with her. And she's like, what? Okay, I guess we're making out about this.
Yeah, it is.
To the point where when Linda walks in, they're still going at it. And she's like, oh, so did it work or something?
I love Linda's reaction of walking in to see his brother, like, grabbing the person by the shoulders and just kissing her and going, oh. Oh, you're doing it again.
I give her a week.
God. Never.
Is that helicopter still here?
I'm out.
I'm she's
leaving.
Out. We're both out.
Everyone's out. You can stay here.
Uh-huh.
You can make your titty plants.
You can make titty plants and hook up with alligators or whatever it is you do. I'm sure it's super hot. Why, yes, the alligator cloaca is a most amazing invention of nature.
Ugh.
Hot.
Hot.
They're cold-blooded, but they're cloacas. Like a space heater. Death roll me, baby.
Anyway.
Huh?
They then get attacked by...
snakes.
Yes.
By snakes.
So many snakes, you could fill the Great Lakes with snakes.
It would take 1,000 crates.
To contain the snakes, after me.
All right.
God damn it. They are attacked by a bunch of soldiers, and I guess all the guards manage to get taken out without any gunshots, no sign of struggle, because when Alice is Adrian, we just keep saying Adrian Barbeau. Her name is Alice Cable.
Yeah,
that's
Adrian
the character.
They mostly call her Cable through the episode. Which
Cable!
Cable! Where's Cable? Has anyone seen Cable?
And I was like, ooh, the first film appearance of Cable. That won't happen again until Deadpool. But
Cable, you say? Yes, I'm here from the future.
in the future, you're going to be on Twin Peaks, and you're a real big pervert there, too.
Way bigger, actually.
It's amazing. You really come into your own.
Yeah.
But she, like, goes through the camp and doesn't realize that everyone has already been taken out until she gets, like, back to the, like, main sort of tech area where everything is. And she's like, huh, shit's all fucked up. And then sees on one of the camera monitors the liaison that she had here is, like, dead somewhere.
Yes. And she can see bad guy soldiers moving around in all the various cameras. She's like, oh, crap, I got to get back and warn them.
Oh, no. And then she immediately gets got.
Yeah, she gets captured immediately by Ferret, who is our lieutenant bad guy in this. One of our two lieutenant
Our main henchman, basically.
Our main henchman. He is a cigar-chewing guy with terrible 80s Joe Piscopo-style hair.
He's a real piece of shit.
Yeah. So he catches her. They all get marched back into Alex's office, where Linda Holland gets shot in the back. And the dude, Ritter, reveals that he has not been Ritter, for Ritter has been dead for quite some time. And then he pulls off his, like, Mission Impossible mask, and oh no, he's a guy we've never seen before.
Ah.
What a terrifying reveal.
Now to reveal I'm actually British. Oh no!
I like that he's been faking an American accent because he's been played by a different actor until this point. But later in the episode, after he reveals himself to actually be this dude, Anton Arcane, there will be a part where Cable calls him on his car phone, and he responds, and he's like, yes, hello, this is Ritter. I am indeed Ritter. I am certainly Ritter, and I am from America. Your America. And she's like, I wanted her to be like, aren't you at least going to fake the voice? Earlier you sounded like a cigar-chomping Texan. Ooh, perish the thought. No, that would be disgusting.
I mean, he does.
He doesn't. Try watch it again.
No, he
does. I rewound it because I was like, wait, isn't he faking a voice right now? I was like, wait,
he should does be. When he is talking to her and then not when he isn't. Like, the weirdest part to me is he, like, as soon as he asks to turn the car around, he very clearly goes from talking like Ritter to, all right, turn the car around. And I'm like, the phone is still right next to your mouth.
He's on the phone. He's because he's been talking with a British accent the whole time.
No, you're wrong.
I'm going to look up the movie goofs.
Movie goofs.
I want to do it faster.
I've already got the page open.
Shit.
So go fuck yourself.
All right.
That's
a good reason for me to never go check for myself to see if I'm right or not. You made a good point.
Yeah.
You're right. I should just leave it.
You should leave it.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so when Arcane is like, yes, and now I'll kill your sister unless you give me all the information about your fucking formula or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, all right, great. They get a bunch of notebooks. There are 7 notebooks. It's very important that there are 7.
Mm-hmm.
And a big bottle of reanimator juice.
Yep.
And
I think it's interesting to note that we never quite establish why Anton is so hell-bent on getting this formula. We know it's very useful for growing plants super fast, apparently.
Yeah, we get a minor sort of nod to what is supposed to be going on, because, like, when he shows up, all we've gotten is, oh, I heard Arcane might be behind things. Arcane is dead. Don't worry about that. I'm like, why are you giving weird continuity and backstory on stuff you'll never explain?
Mm-hmm.
This is odd. But there's a point later where, like, his sexy lady assistant is like, oh, yes, Arcane, you'll control the food. And you're like, because he can grow it faster? Like, he's going to control the world because he can make more food?
Wouldn't he just control access to an extremely powerful fertilizer? Like, I'm sure he'd be quite wealthy, but he still wouldn't control the food because you need the farmland for that.
Yeah, I was like, dude, at best you're going to, I guess, maybe bottom out the price for food?
Yeah.
Like, fuck up a bunch of farmers or something?
I mean, if you want to be, like, the next Monsanto, then sure, congratulations. You're a pharmaceutical company or whatever, and you're going to make a ton of money. Yeah, you'll be quite wealthy, which you appear to already be.
Yeah.
But what is your end goal? I want to be powerful, and I need special fertilizer.
Yeah, it's It's weird. I don't understand why he is so hell-bent on this.
Well, I'll just say the movie is stripped to the fucking bone in terms of, like, editing and pacing and so on. So anytime where they explain why this guy's, like, oh, we thought he was dead. Why? What was his previous backstory? He doesn't have one.
Yeah. We're not going to say, like, oh, he was, like, a government scientist that was also working on this and he went insane or anything like that. Like, nah, there's just some guy and he, I guess, is allowed to have his own army. Like, no one's hunting him down.
Don't worry about that. And also, when he tears off his face mask and he's like, I'm Anton Arcane, a man you've never met, but I know you've heard of. And you're like, what? What are you talking? Okay. Does Alec Holland have history with you, but, like, only over the phone?
It's weird that they were like, oh, everybody knows who fucking Anton Arcane is. Mm-hmm. That's part of the world. All right.
You mean Felix Faust? No, not Felix Faust. I'm also not Zatara or Mordru.
So Linda tries to run away with the notebooks and get shot in the back for her effort.
Uh-huh.
But this causes the notebooks to spill at the, they believe, still unconscious body of Cable.
Yeah.
Who they had, like, knocked out and used her hand to get into the lab. So she just sort of, like, sneaks the last most important journal that has, like, the actual formula in it.
Uh-huh.
And just sort of, like, tucks it under her and then goes back to playing unconscious. And then when, like, Alec decides, fuck you, no, my sister, he ends up trying to run away with the juice.
Yeah.
And then one of the bad guys just sort of stops him and it accidentally pours all over him. And as we established, for some reason, when it comes into contact with stuff, it just explodes.
Uh-huh.
So it explodes and sets fire to the room and him.
Yeah, it explodes on contact with anything but Linda Holland.
Yep. Anytime you dip a hand in it, it's fine.
Yeah.
Or if you pour it into a glass.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, no, that's fine. Glass is fairly non-reactive. That makes perfect sense.
Or a regular-ass metal cup.
Oh, also that, yeah. But yeah, he has a consistently lab explosion. And at that point, the next time you see him, he's going to be Swamp Thing. And we're done with Ray Wise.
Yep. He goes running on fire and leaps into the swamp. And I appreciate the bit of, when he runs in there, you can tell the formula is still on him because the swamp is exploding around where he falls in.
Yes.
And I'm like, neat.
Yeah.
Neat touch.
Yeah, but that's exiting Ray Wise. I don't even think he does the voice of Swamp Thing later. I think that's all
Bill
Durock or whatever his name is.
I don't know. I think they do. I think they let Ray Wise do the voice in this, and then in the second one, in the sequel movie, they were like, whatever, my man, you can just be him.
We'll just have the dude who's in the suit be him from this point. They just basically Silver Surfered it.
Yeah, they're like, it's fine, whatever. You're good enough.
Oh, no, wait, they never did that with Silver Surfer. I was thinking of Abe Sapien.
Dick Durock is the name. Yep.
It's tricky. It's Dick Do Rock Around.
God damn it. Anyway.
Yeah.
They, of course, have to flee this now on fire exploding lab and don't seem to give a shit whether or not, like, Alice Cable is around or doing anything.
They think she's dead because one of the henchmen, a super minor henchman who doesn't have a name or anything, comes up to second banana number two, a guy named Bruno, and he has lifted a locket.
But that's Linda's locket.
Was that Linda's locket? Okay. He lifts Linda's locket and he's like, here, I got this off the lady. We can sell it maybe. It might be worth it.
I found watches and money and all sorts of stuff.
And Bruno's like, ugh, give that to me. And then he, like, daintily hangs it off a little tiny pine tree that's growing
the
right
thing
there.
That was growing from where Linda had flicked the nonsense.
You can kind of tell his heart's not in this, old Bruno.
No, Bruno is, he's like, oh, the whole point of him is he's like, I'm kind of like timid and nice and a little goofy and I'm not supposed to be a bad guy, but I just fell in with the wrong crowd.
Yeah, so he leaves Linda's locket there, but Barbeau manages to escape with the final letter or a notebook.
Yeah.
And she bursts her way through the woods to a gas station.
Yeah. We get introduced to Jude, the best character in this film.
Yeah, pretty much.
A little black kid who is running an entire gas station by himself.
Yeah, if there was ever a character whose backstory you want to get, it's Jude. Because he, like, lives in a swamp mansion, the kind of thing that, like, that witch from The Rescuers lives in. You know, one of those swamp mansions that's got no road or anything?
What swamp mansion? What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, that's right. He was just pulling her to the laboratory, not to his swamp mansion. I'm sorry. Yeah. You're right. I've got it mistaken. He lives in a gas station in the middle of nowhere by himself, as far as I can tell.
I mean, he is just sitting out front of a gas station with a Coke when he sees Adrian Barbeau fucked up from a swamp come wandering in. He's like, well, here comes some fucked up woman.
Here comes trouble.
Shit.
And then, you know, she's like, do you have a phone that works? And he's like, yeah, it's inside. So she goes inside, has that aforementioned phone call with Ritter that we mentioned, fake Ritter a minute ago. It's Anton Arcane. Where it's in the air, apparently, whether or not he forgets to put his American accent back on, except it clearly is not.
Yeah, it really isn't up in the air.
Yeah.
Because he does.
Mm. And then she puts a quarter into the Coke machine. It doesn't work, so she kicks it. And Jude, again, best character, is like,
hey, don't kick that.
You have to punch it.
Wham! And Coke falls down. He's like, there you go. Nothing in this place works but me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God damn it, Jude, you rule.
Jude rules. It's fine.
Fucking Anton and his goons show up, and Cable, like, ducks behind the counter, and is just like, oh, shit, Jude, does this place have a gun? And he's like, what kind of place do you think this is? Of course we have a gun.
Yeah.
I'm a gas station in the middle of a swamp. Clearly I have a gun.
Yeah, I needed to defend it myself from all the swamp animals and swamp things.
All those swamp things.
Mm-hmm. We get swamp things, we get man things, we get poison ivies, we get floronic men.
They're all out here, and they're all talking about the green.
Just swamping around. I got a killer croc in here the other day.
Crazy.
Yeah. Just ask me if my crappy little TV gets BET.
And I had to be like, get out. Go to a somehow worse movie.
I'm beautiful. Yeah, whatever. Beat it.
So, you know, Cable, to her credit, at least runs out and is like, I am going to save this child by immediately drawing the attention of all these goons. And I'm like, you know what? Good for you.
Yeah.
Instead of just like running out into the swamp and fucking off, she's like, hey, I'm over here.
Yeah, it's just part of how her character doesn't make a whole lot of sense in this movie as to what she is. She's some sort of tech specialist, but she acts in this scene like some sort of trained field agent for the military or one of the or an alphabet organization. And then after this scene, she spends the rest of the movie being a victim.
Oh, she's fully damsel in distress for basically the entirety of this film, because this will kick off what the next hour of this movie is, which is Cable runs around. Bad guys find Cable. She screams. Swamp Thing shows up and throws the bad guys around.
He throws them sometimes into dirt, but most of the time into water.
Just like, I'll huck you into the swamp and you into the swamp. Like, that didn't really stop them or anything.
I don't want to stop people. I just want to make them uncomfortably gut mucky.
I just want everyone to be in the swamp.
Everyone should be in the swamp all the time.
I just
want
dig the fucking swamp is all.
Just way into that swamp.
Just so into the swamp thing.
But yeah, it's just a bunch of shots of stuntmen flung through the air. Ah, splash. Ah, sploosh.
Yeah, they managed to shoot him. Nothing matters with that. They do a whole thing where they have like a bunch of boats in the swamp chasing after him, throwing grenades, and he just goes, I don't give a fuck, and blows them all up.
Yeah, nothing matters. He keeps catching them and pulling them out of their swamp boats, and then they're like, ah, I lost my balance. Pull me back into the swamp boat. Okay, I will. And I did. But did Swamp Thing do anything? No.
I don't know why we had to show this entire thing or why his whole plan was, I'm going to make you momentarily wet. Like, all right, dude.
It's because he's Ray Wise. He lived to make people momentarily wet.
Hell yeah, he did. But yeah, we get just the vast majority of the middle of this film is just Cable runs around, Cable screams, fucking Swamp Thing shows up and punches some dudes. Yeah, and that's just most of this.
It's so much. It's so much that we can just skip most of it.
Oh yeah, I plan on skipping a large part of this.
They get chased around. There's boats. They get chased on the fan boats. They get chased around his lab. Every place they go, it's Cable being like, oh, God, they found me again. Run!
Ah!
I am Swamp Thing. About halfway through this hour, we realize that, yes, he can talk. Because up until that point, we just see him doing the Bigfoot walk away from the camera. And also just quietly walking around in wide shots of swampland.
Just blurry wide shots. And you're like, all right, do the fucking walk. There you go. Do the Sasquatch.
Do the Bigfoot shot. You know that Bigfoot has big old titties in that shot. You should put some hanging naturals on him.
Hanging veiny naturals.
You should help him achieve his dream of plants with big boobs.
Right?
Yeah. Be the change you want to see in the world, Alec Holland.
Yeah, but most of the thrust of this is following where this last journal goes. Because Arcane eventually is like, oh, what the fuck? This last journal stops its notes from 2 weeks ago. There has to be another one. I need to find that journal.
Yeah, so, and when she calls, she's like, yeah, I have his last journal.
Yeah,
why are you British?
Alice left it at the lab when she left. She was like, I'm going to hide this under some shit.
Uh-huh.
Then comes back for it, takes it, then gives it to Jude and is like, Jude, hide this fucking thing for me. She gets caught. Jude gets fucking clocked and is all bloody.
Yeah.
That's the first time we see Swamp Thing actually like heal someone. His hand glows green and then Jude wakes up. Jude, by the way, nonplussed. He's just like, what the fuck? Puts his glasses on. Oh, hey, you must be that motherfucker that saved us earlier. And I'm like, God bless you, Jude. You do not give a fuck. You've lived in the swamp so long that you're like, yep.
You think you're the first Swamp Thing I've seen?
Jesus.
I've been through 80 issues of Tales of Mystery.
Look, man, I've been working at a swamp gas station since I was 4, and I'm 9. I've seen a half dozen Swamp Things at least.
I've seen creatures of the Black Lagoon, creatures of the Blue Lagoon. I've had a Zat come through here.
You are not impressive, but hey. Thanks for the save, buddy. You should probably hold on to this journal.
Yeah.
Gives Swamp Thing the journal.
Uh-huh.
Eventually, Swamp Thing then walks around in the swamp, hears Cable again, and is like, well, I guess it's time to go save her for the 16th time for this movie.
Uh-huh.
And instead of throwing the swamp into the water, or the journal into the swamp water, like he normally does.
You think you could just break it. Like,
or
it doesn't
like
matter now.
Tear it up or whatever. Yeah. He just kind of goes, ah, and then throws it onto the dirt path that they are on. And wouldn't you know it, when he gets caught by Anton's goons, one of them manages to find the perfectly on the middle of a road journal.
Yeah.
And Bruno's like, here, look, I got the journal.
Also, somewhere around here, they do finally manage to catch Cable, and they've got her on their biggest of their boats, where it's just her and Ferret. And Ferret's like, hey, lady,
I'm going to try and compete with Alec Holland for being the biggest pervert.
Yeah, because he looks her up and down. And he's like, ooh, you got a real purty mouth, even though it's noisy. And then he kisses her and he stands back and goes, and what do you think about that? And then she just knees him in the balls and pushes him off the boat and swims away.
Yeah. And this is where Ferret meets his end, as Swamp Thing lightly grabs the top of his head and he dies.
It's not until after Ferret comes running onto the shore, runs into Swamp Thing, cuts Swamp Thing's arm off.
Yeah.
And then he just grabs him with the other hand and squeezes, I probably just touches the top of his head until that kills him.
Yep.
And we're done with Ferret.
Yeah. So they have captured Swamp Thing in a net, take him back, and they're like, great, we got this Swamp Thing, we got the fucking journal, we got Cable, we have everything. Anton is winning. And we get to the final, scene, well, not the final. We get to a scene that will be the final one for mostly Bruno.
Well, I mean, we have a scene where Bruno manages to capture Swamp Thing.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, sorry, yes.
He's already been captured.
So we go to the dinner sequence, and the dinner sequence, yes, is kind of the big send-off for Bruno. Sorry.
Anton is like, oh, we're to our victory, and none of this would be possible without you, Bruno. Hey, and like, someone comes in and just gives him a drink, and they're like, cheers to Bruno. And he drinks it down, no problem, doesn't care. And then he's like, and now we'll see we've created the formula, and we'll see what happens. And Bruno's like, oh, did you put it on a plant or something? He's like, no, on a human. And Cable's like, what, did you take it? He's like, no, I'm not a fucking idiot. I gave it to Bruno, obviously.
Which, again, why? Like, what are you so mad about Bruno for, that you gotta have him be the poison man? You got lots of other random hench goons who are not as important as your current number one man, but whatever, fine.
I mean, he'll never talk about why.
Yeah.
Because you don't talk about Bruno.
No.
No.
No, no, no.
No.
Okay, so anyway. okay, so Bruno starts squealing like a goddamn pig because I guess the transformation is quite painful for him.
Yep.
But he does not turn into a swamp thing. Instead, he turns into a little monkey man.
He falls beneath the table, and when he gets back up, he has shrunk down to about, like, 3.5 feet tall.
He turns into a little person.
And he's, like, this is the weirdest part to me.
He's like a little stupid monkey pig.
Is both him and Arcane will eventually drink this formula, and they turn into weird animals, and I'm like, the whole point of this formula was it was a plant-based thing. Why do none of you have weird plant stuff going on?
Mm-hmm. It's because Arcane added some, like, extra ingredients. Chemical X.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Yeah, he's made the Rowdy Rough Boy serum. That's the problem. You got to make that Powerpuff. You know, the original stuff was the Powerpuff Girl serum, and it also makes Swamp Things. But he
also, one of my favorite things about Bruno shrinking down and turning into a little monkey guy is all of his clothes shrink down as well.
He pops back up looking like a Bond henchman.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's even got a little bowler hat. Like, they can put a little pork pie hat on him just because it'd be funnier.
Like, he's in a white turtleneck sweater that immediately shrinks down to be the correct size for his new form.
I think it was just really too tight on Bruno was the problem.
They're like, why did you buy a sweater for a little person? And he's like, well,
I didn't. I bought it when I was a child, and I don't make a lot of henchmen money.
You don't understand. They don't pay me well.
But yeah, he pops back up in a perfectly fitted outfit for him now.
And Arcane, of course, goes to Holland, who is chained up in the basement, and is like, Tell me what went wrong. Oh, the formula. Ooh, bah.
You will tell me. I'll tell you nothing. You'll tell me or I'll hurt your lady.
And he's like, nah, man, the formula works fine. I had the exact same formula you gave to this guy. But for some reason, the formula is, I don't know, it's basically the super soldier serum. It enhances what's already there. And for me, what was already there was a plant guy, I guess.
I've always been fascinated with big, green, lumpy guys who can heal and regrow their arms.
Yeah, Bruno was timid and ignorant, so he became a little marmoset guy.
A little monkey man.
And, of course, I love big, hanging naturals, so I became the swamp titty. That's not what anyone calls you, man. Aw, damn it.
But it's enough to get Arcane to be like, and so if someone is a brave, super powerful genius, you say,
it will make their genius come to light. Ooh, yes.
And I like that Swamp Thing is at least just like, yes.
Yep, that's exactly what'll happen.
Just go drink a bunch of it. Why not, right?
You should probably go do that.
You should, like, do a keg stand of this stuff.
Oh.
Let me get the funnel out.
And Arcane indeed goes up to the fucking lab he's got in his weird swamp mansion and is like, yeah, fuck it, I'll take a swig of this.
Yeah, so he drinks it out of his little decanter because he's British and he has to have it from a little whiskey snifter or whatever. And then his manservant lady, who is barely a character in this movie, comes in and is like, I brought you more... And it turns out his hand is slightly paler than normal, which is weird because she screams and runs out of the room at his hand being pale. But after she leaves, it starts to balloon up and get all nasty looking.
Yeah. Meanwhile, in the basement, a beam of light comes through the, like, tiny barred window, and Swamp Thing manages to be convinced by Cable to reach up, because he is powered by the light.
Which we have not established.
Not even a little bit.
Like, I get he's a plant, sure, whatever, he can photosynthesize or something. We don't even say that word, she just goes, you're powered by light.
And so as soon as he manages to put his hand in the way of a tiny sunbeam, his arm regrows.
Yeah, his other arm. By the way, Bruno's down here too. They just throw him in this prison as well because he's a failure.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. No one cares.
Yeah.
They're like, here's my failed experiment. You can hang out with a little monkey guy.
Yeah, here, you have a little monkey man. This turns out to be a mistake because Bruno is immediately on their side because, you know, fucking Arcane turned him into a monkey man.
And he's just like, oh yeah, Arcane sucks ass. Anyway, if you want to get out of here, you can turn this, like, candelabra to the left and then the right, and we put it in case a guard got locked in here by accident.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you should probably go fuck this dude's shit up. I hate him.
Yeah, and then he takes him to, like, this big burbling hole, and he's like, it's our well. and it connects to the great swamp below. If you want to escape, you merely need dive in and swim through the deep water. And I think Swamp Thing could do that, but he takes Cable with him.
Yeah. And at this point, Arcane has metamorphosized. He's in a full weird cocoon.
Yeah, he gets a cocoon. No one else got a cocoon.
Yeah. He manages to get cocooned up, and then when he tears it off,
he's
a fucking werewolf.
He gets turned into the ugliest werewolf you've ever seen. He looks like those fucking striped back werewolves from Castlevania Simon's Quest.
Yeah, not a good looking werewolf.
Oh, and his eyes are just opaque paint on the mask. Like, they didn't even try with the eyes. They're just orange paint with a black dot in the middle.
It is wild to me how much they seem to be okay, we're gonna make even Bruno's weird little monkey guy thing that's only on screen for 4 minutes. Yeah, we'll put some effort into that. But when it comes to Arcane, they're like, I don't know, find the cheapest werewolf mask you can.
Yeah, give me this spare Swamp Thing costume and drape a Wolfman mask and back stripe over it, and we're done.
Yeah.
And then, because obviously he can't fight with his fist, because otherwise he'd look exactly like Swamp Thing wearing a werewolf mask, he grabs a sword off the wall.
Yeah. And then we get to our final big fight between Swamp Thing and Arcane in the swamp, and they just kind of punch at each other and swing a sword, and Cable gets stabbed in the heart.
Uh-huh. And he dies with a sword waving in the foreground. You don't get to see him die or anything. There's multiple scenes where it looks like he dies, and then he gets back up and just goes, ah, it comes back again. We never established if his formula really worked or whatever, because he just sort of roars. He never talks again after he turns into a monster.
Yeah.
But, it did take Swamp Thing several days to start talking, so maybe
Bruno... But it took Bruno zero time.
Bruno immediately popped up and was like, you son of a bitch!
Yeah, Bruno, just oddly enough, as well, when he, kind of stops Monster Arcane from following them, trips him and is like, ha-ha, fuck you, buddy!
He says all the trip
Have
lines.
A nice trip, see you next fall!
Yeah.
I'm a little shithead now!
Watch your step! And he's just... he runs away. He survives.
Yeah. Bruno is out there living his best life as a tiny trickster mammal who's just like, ha ha, I'm Bruno.
I didn't know this movie was also going to have the origin of Detective Chimp in it. First appearance 1961. I didn't look it up. I'm lying.
I am, of course, lying. But yeah, then he goes over to Cable and is like, oh, sorry you got stabbed in the heart. I'll put some moss over it and have my hand glow. And she also immediately heals, and she's like, wow, amazing. Well, Alec, you should probably come with me and, I don't know, be a scientist again. You should just, I don't know, walk into Washington, D.C. and be like, hello, I am Alec Holland. Give me beakers.
I mean, what's the worst? He already had a fucking swamp lab. They could just build him another one. But yeah, he's like, with these hands?
These normal human hands?
And she's like,
I'll be
your hands. Anyone could be your hand. Anyone could wear the mask. and he's like, I think not. I must go and be among the swamp. You should rest and tell the story.
And then Jude shows up and is like, oh, hey, looks like you're alive. Cool.
Yeah,
you want to leave?
Yeah. And then they watch Swamp Thing walk into the forest or swamp. And then we get the credits.
Yeah. Just fucking Alec Holland walking into the swamp going,
da da da. Ba, da 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 da.
There's a little swamp thing in all of us. And that's how it ends. Great. So we are going to then get into our bests and worsts. Jeff, what is the best thing in 1982 Swamp Thing?
I mean, I guess it's probably just Ray Wise's batshit overdone, way
God
too
bless.
Pervy
God
of a performance.
Bless.
I mean, it's great. It's fun to watch him for the 10 minutes of Ray Wise you get in this movie are more or less worth those 10 minutes price of admission.
Pretty much.
Yeah. What about you?
I mean, I'll take the other real good thing, which is Jude.
Yeah, Jude's fucking rad.
Jude's 10 minutes in this movie. Every time he shows up, he's like, what up, motherfucker? I'm Swamp Kid. And you're like, this guy rules.
I need no extra padding. I'm not going to scream and run away from Swamp Thing. I'm not going to do anything.
Like, a bunch of goons with machine guns show up, and he's like, oh, shit, this sucks.
Yeah.
But it is Florida, so I guess.
It's probably Florida. I think they established it's South Carolina, don't they?
Well, no, that's where it was filmed.
Oh, okay.
We never established where it actually is.
Well, it's that swamp that's around D.C.
Yeah, that very close to D.C. swamp with gators
that
in it.
Famous. Well, D.C. actually is on a swamp, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
I think that's correct. The alligators are the problem. It should be full of pork fat senators.
Hey.
Hey.
Now, what is the worst part of this movie for you?
The rest of it?
No. No, that's not how we do things.
I mean, ultimately, I'm going to go with all the missing backstory and motivation you don't get and so on that feels like it's really missing from this.
There's so much for Arcane that you're just like, who are you?
What is this? Could this movie have been 3 minutes longer so you could have done the part where one of the characters talked to the other one about Anton Arcane and what the fuck their deal is?
Yeah.
That would have helped a little bit.
You could have had a bit where he, like, talks about what's going on and not done the Mission Impossible mask removal thing and instead have him be in charge of dudes and then say, like, yes, I need to get this formula because of these reasons as I stare into the camera and establish myself.
Also, I'm not a sorcerer for these reasons. That would have been fine.
Magic doesn't exist.
Yeah. What was your least favorite thing?
Oh, I think my least favorite thing in this probably has to be that middle half hour of just Adrian Barbeau running around in a swamp, yelling, Swamp Thing coming out, and then she's like, oh no, this guy saved me, leaving, and then having it happen 4 more times.
You're just taking a longer way to say the rest of it, which is what I said in the first place, because that's all the movie is, her running around going,
No, that's only at least a third of it.
Yeah, you got 10 minutes of Ray Wise, 10 minutes of Jude, and then the part of the movie. Anyway, it's fine. I agree with you. I mean, I also do think we should probably throw some honorable mentions out there to A, all of the combat just being
throw
a guy in the swamp, and B, we never really talked about what Swamp Thing looks like the costume and the outfit.
Yeah.
I should probably take a moment to describe that.
They managed to at least get the face slightly close with that, you know, the classic Swamp Thing weird flaps around the mouth thing.
Yeah, he's got that and then the hanging brow bit. They don't do much else though. Like all the other Swamp Thing appearances in from this continuity, because there's a sequel to this, and then the TV show theoretically is set in the same continuity. They add a bunch of extra like vines and danglies and dingles and bits that are all over him, and they more accentuate the face. But here he's very simple.
Yes, it is very clearly just like, all right, here's like a pair of pants and suit and gloves, and we're just going to put minimal little vine stuff on it. But it is very clear anytime he like crouches or does anything or moves, and you're like, that's just pants.
Well, yeah, pants are made of plants.
That's
they're
just
made of
pants.
Yeah, he's just evolved cotton pants all over.
Oh, the fabric of our lives.
Yeah. Pants are made of nature. He said,
pants are natural, and I also don't wear them.
Except for these pants. I grow them. I'm a grower, not a shower of pants.
And now we will get to the rating of the film. We are each going to give it a rating from 0 to 5 to give a total rating out of 10. Jeff.
This is boring and kind of bad, but not bad enough. I there was no point in this one where I had to pause and walk away.
Yep.
I didn't have to send you any messages about it, except I think I sent you a message.
You did.
The message was just like, this is 80% throwing guys
into
water.
Yeah, you were like, so far Swamp Thing's only power is throwing a dude.
Yeah, throwing a dude into water. So I'm going to give it a 2.
Great.
2 is right where I want to be, because it's not really worth watching, except for the Ray Wise and Jude bits.
Yeah.
And but it's not so, there's nothing about it that is directly offensive.
No. God, it's hard, because I want to give it like somewhere between a 2 and a 2.5. Like,
you know, it's your show. If you want to make up the well-remembered 2.25, I can't stop you.
God bless. And so I shall.
Okay.
A 2.25 from me for a 4.25. Take that, motherfuckers who are tracking what our scores are.
Please don't take that as an insult. It's fine.
No, I don't mean it as an insult. I mean it as, fuck you, you have to record this now.
It's just an Excel spreadsheet. They can do decimals.
They can do nothing. Yeah, it's not great. You don't need this.
No one
needs this in their life.
It's the lesser works of Wes Craven is what it is.
Yeah, not his best work.
Yeah, which is what now?
I mean, that's rough. I mean, I do love Dream Warriors. I watched Dream Warriors like 4 days ago. So here's the thing. I fucking love that shit.
I don't want to say it, because if I say anything I really like that I think is Wes Craven, you're going to be like, that's not Wes Craven, and I'll look like an idiot, so I'm not going to say anything.
That's fine. That's honestly perfectly fine.
The wise man knows when to say nothing, and the Jeff has a podcast.
Yeah. You're like, ah, yes, my favorite Wes Craven film, Halloween.
That was him, right?
That was Wes Craven, right?
I mean, I think the one I wanted to say that I think is Wes Craven was Scream.
Uh-huh.
I mean, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Then I really enjoy Scream. I think it's a really well-made movie.
You know what I think is really good and doesn't get enough credit is Red Eye.
Cillian Murphy airplane movie? Yeah. That was really good.
It's a good film.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get enough props.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, we're throwing props to it right now. Here we are.
And, of course, if you want more Swamp Thing, you need more Swamp Thing in your life, you can head on over to our Patreon at patreon.com/systemmastery. Join us at that $10 a month level. You unlock every bonus show we have. You get so many more hours of content, not just per month, but we have a ridiculous backlog of hundreds of episodes of
we don't
each.
Get rid of them. So if you want to listen to content stretching back to, the stupid ages, like 2013 or something, we've got you covered.
Ah, the stupid ages.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the stupid ages are now, but...
The stupid ages were then and now.
Yeah. Man. So yeah. At the $10 level, you'll unlock literally everything, including the TV Mastery, which is the thing we're going to go make, more Swamp Thing, plus also the Afterthought, the Expanded Universe, and the bonus content for System Mastery. What a deal. You get so much stuff to listen to. You'll be set for years of listening at your office job, which sucks otherwise, believe me. So thank you so much. And if you can't help us there, then there's all kinds of other ways you can help us.
That's right. You can leave a review. You can tell someone about the podcast.
You can
whatever.
Buy our books. Do what you do.
Do anything. It's fine. We just appreciate you joining us for the ride.
We do.
Thank you so much. We will be back in another couple weeks with some more movie mastery. And until then, all of you have a good one.